We are in the middle of a story about a strong man in the Bible. Does anyone remember his name? Do you remember his name? He was strong. Mm-hmm. You remember Samson. Well, I can't review all the things we've learned about Samson. But last week when we left Samson off, his own people had tied him up with a bunch of ropes. And they had taken down to the enemy called the Philistines, because the Philistines were mad and they wanted to kill Samson. And his own people bound him up and they took him down and they said, "Here's the troublemaker, now leave us alone." And all the Philistines started to come around Samson, and there were 1,000 or more of them, and they surrounded him and they were about to kill him. When all of a sudden the Bible says that Samson broke out of the ropes, and all the people couldn't believe that he was so strong. And then he looked around because he didn't have a weapon, and he saw on the ground a jawbone from an old donkey that had died. Have you ever seen a jawbone? They have some teeth in them. He grabbed that jawbone, and the Bible says he started to fight, and he killed over 1,000 Philistines with that one bone. That's how strong he was. Well, he went back, and then sometime later he fell in love with a lady named Delilah. Anyone, is that your middle name? I knew a girl once whose church folks had named her Delilah, and I'm not sure why you would name your... Sorry if any of you are named Delilah. It's a pretty name, that's what I meant. So he fell in love with this girl named Delilah, but she was one of the bad people. But he thought she was so pretty, and so even though Samson was really strong, he wasn't using all his wisdom. So he fell in love with her, and all the men would come to Delilah, and they would say, "Find out his secret. Why is he so strong?" So late at night, Delilah would say, "Honey, why don't you tell me the secret to your strength?" He'd say, "Oh, it's nothing." "No, please, tell me. He said, "Okay, if you take the new strings from a bow that are still wet, a bow and arrow, but they're still wet, and you tie me up with them, I'll lose all my strength." "Oh, really? Go to sleep. And so Samson fell asleep, and Delilah tied him all up with the new wet strings from a bow, and then the men were waiting in the other room, and she said, "Samson, honey, wake up. They're here to get you." Samson woke up and he saw the men and he busted out of the strings. Delilah cried. He said, "You lied to me. Tell me the truth." So Samson said, "Okay, if you take new ropes, strong ropes that have never been used to tie up anything, and you tie me up, then I'll have no strength."
"Oh, go to sleep.
So Samson fell asleep and she tied him up with new ropes, big strong ropes. And then she said, "Wake up, the bad men are here." And Samson, he woke up and he said, he busted out of him and the men ran away. And she said, "Why do you keep lying to me?" So she said, "Please tell me the truth." He said, "Okay, see my long hair? If you take it and you weave it like you were going to make some design, then I lose all my strength."
Go to sleep.
So she wove his hair all in with the fabric. She said, The bad men are here. And the bad men came in, and Samson woke up and he grabbed his hair and pulled it out of the loom and beat up all the guys and they ran off. She was through with him now. She cried, the Bible says, for several days she cried, "Please, come on, tell me, please." He said, "Okay." And the Bible says he just got tired. Just tired. He said, "Okay, listen. If you see my long hair, I've never cut it because it was a special sign that I was to be for God. But if you cut off all my long hair, I'll lose my strength." She's like, "Sure.
Go to sleep.
So he goes to sleep and she cuts off his hair. And then she said, "Wake up, the bad guys are here." The bad guys came in. And Samson tried to get up and fight, but he had no more strength. And the men said, "He has no more strength. Get him." And they jumped on him. And you'll have to come back next week to hear what happens. Let's pray. God, we thank you today that you've given us many things. But Lord, all the things we have, our money, our friends, our physical health, Lord, is in vain if we don't use the wisdom that you give. Give us wisdom. As these children grow, give them great wisdom on how to live their life in a way that pleases you and will be the best for them. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.